Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to be talking about my foray into YouTube. You probably heard people saying that 2020 is harder than ever to grow on YouTube, and we're going to dive into a little bit of the success that I've had over the last 6 months on YouTube. So let's cue that intro and dive on in. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so I'm super excited because I have absolutely fallen in love with YouTube. It's kind of funny because even just like a year ago, I kind of thought like, oh, well, I missed the boat on that. Like, it's just not going to happen now. And, you know, I look back at like all of my stats, like lifetime. I think I started my YouTube, I want to say in like August or October of 2015. So I've been YouTubing for, you know, just about 5 years now. And the crazy thing is, for the longest time, I had absolutely zero strategy. And I would be like, oh, well, I posted a video and nothing happened. And I'd be so disappointed. But it's kind of like a no-brainer. And it was really over the last, gosh, like 6 months that my following, my views, my everything on YouTube started to grow. And now I've grown on every single social media platform. I have to say that up until I cracked the code on YouTube, it is the most difficult to grow on. I think that it's oftentimes run incorrectly by people. I think a lot of people think that they understand what YouTube is all about, but it's not all about the production and showing people how cool your life is. And that's something that a lot of people really seem to get like kind of mixed up. So it was really back in, I want to say October of 2019, that I was like, you know, I really want to grow on YouTube. You know what? That actually might have even been in, oh gosh, like September. I might say it was September. Between September and October of 2019. And I started to create my own YouTube videos. And I have to say, at first I was so nervous because I'm looking at all these videos, and you might have felt this too. Like, I'm not going to lie, I'm not a perfectionist. I'm not great at like advanced tech. I really prefer simple things. I don't have a whole day to block off for filming. It just doesn't work like that. Like, that's not what my life looks like. And so I filmed the first video literally in my hotel room with Paul after we saw the Celine Dion concert in Las Vegas. And the first time I did it, I sat and scripted out every single word I was going to say word for word. And I was so nervous, and I edited this video myself, and it took me like 6 hours, and it was painful. And then I started to watch as that video started to grow, and I watched, you know, that video increase in views, and I think, you know, it ended up getting, I want to say like 100,000 views or something crazy like that. It might even be more at this point. Actually, let's see, it is, we can just check it now. Oh, it's only 40,000 views. So it wasn't that great. But at the same time, I was really proud of that progress because that was my most popular video by far. And so, you know, I started to consistently put out content, and it felt like this big mystery, and I was super nervous about it. And, you know, at that point in time, I think I had like, oh gosh, I want to say like 4,400, 5,000 subscribers on YouTube. And I was like, this is painful. I was growing by 10 to 30 YouTube subscribers per day. And I was like, at this rate, I'm never going to hit any of my goals. And I'd always like visualize that silver plaque. I don't know if you've ever had that too. I've wanted that silver plaque for a long time, the play button, and it's beautiful. And I want it hanging on my wall because it will be a symbol of the hard work that I've put into YouTube. And so it was really just a couple of months ago that I started to realize, oh my gosh, it has nothing to do with the production value. I had some videos that were actually unedited that started to perform really well. I started to realize though why most people get YouTube wrong. And it's because of this. Are you ready? This is gonna be some serious tough love. And this is the filter I use for most of my content. So ask yourself this question before you create any content on any social media platform. And remember, this is going to be tough. And that is, if I were not me, why would I care? And that sounds really pessimistic, but the point is, why should a stranger care about you until you've given them a reason to care? And when I started to apply that filter to my life, I was like, oh, everything I do can't just be about me. It has to relate back to someone. Like, why would someone else care? Is it delivering them value? Is it answering a question that they have? Is it serving them in some way? Does it grab their interest because they've always wanted to learn how to do that? And so I really started just diving into that whole, like, that's my, like, my litmus test every single time. If I were not me, why would I care? And I started just creating more and more and more content. And you know what is so crazy to see is that right now I am growing at a rate of 9,100 subscribers per month. So my growth is growing. I'm starting to have more 400 and 500 subscriber days. The 200 subscriber days are the rarity. The other cool thing too is, like, in the last 30 days, I've had 560,000 views on YouTube. So that's a lot of leverage. Now, I know Ryan Dice is quoted as saying, the founder of Digital Marketer, he says the average person can become completely irrelevant and forgotten in 6 months. And I was like, well, this is kind of cool because no matter what's happening in the world, I can consistently put out videos and make sure that my face shows up all the time for people. And so for me, it was just this, like, really powerful understanding of where we're going and how to consistently show up and give value. And I'm finally starting to see kind of the community on my YouTube that reflects the work that I've put in. But I know some of you guys are like, okay, but, like, how? What do I do? Where do I start? I have to sneeze. Maybe. I'm not even going to edit that out because whatever, this is real life. So I actually put together an entire case study for you guys of, like, the first big steps that I took to go from 10 to 30 subscribers per day to 200 to 300 subscribers per day, and it's even grown since then. And you guys can check that out by going to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, and you'll see it there in the show notes. You can grab that case study and learn about, like, the exact steps that I took in the very beginning to crush it on YouTube. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye.